بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, as we are aware, we are now just a few hours away possibly from the ending of the month of Ramadan. And each person will have within his heart that feeling of grief, of sorrow, that these beautiful moments, beautiful days, beautiful nights that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in the month of Ramadan have now come to an end. But together with this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a day of celebration, a day of festivity, yawmul farahi was surur. The day of Eid is the day of rejoicing, the day of happiness. And the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not dry, is not brittle. We find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us these avenues, these occasions to celebrate. Many a times we find on the day of Eid that people will express the sentiment that the month of Ramadan passed by so quickly. And it seems as though just yesterday we were beginning our first roza. And how fast the time has gone, how much I wanted to do, how much I did do. Allah's mercy, Allah's forgiveness, all of it has come to an end. But we should be extremely careful not to adopt an attitude of doom and gloom. The day of Eid is a day of celebration, day of festivity, that we show to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala our happiness. So when it comes to celebrating the day of Eid, just a few points. One is, as we had mentioned, internally, that a person celebrates by being happy, by showing his joy, showing his happiness in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that today we are going to be the guests. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the host. And then secondly, that we show our happiness, our joy externally as well. We find the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, one sunnah on the day of Eid is that a person will wear his best clothing, his best garments, whether it is new or not, but he'll wear that clothing which is the best that he has. And here also special care should be taken. In the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the court of Allah, the best is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So on the day of Eid also, that my dressing be in conformity to the sunnah. And not only when it comes to us, but our masturat, our women folk as well. Special care should be taken. We find on the day of Eid, commonly, we will visit different family members, will be going from house to house. Special care the masturat should take, that when it comes to their dressing, whether they are going to apply perfume, their jewelry, etc., that this is done within the confines of the home. Where there are only females present, there is proper segregation between men and women, or the mahrams only are present, the husband, the father, the brothers, sons. But if we are going out visiting family, we are not sure whether the laws of hijab will be there, whether there will be segregation, then it should not be in the name of celebration, in the name of the day of Eid, that our masturat abandon all the laws of hijab and niqab. But they must be dressed in a manner that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then ulama explained that we celebrate by showing our gratitude, our shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah has given us the day of Eid, I will celebrate, I will show my gratitude by being in the masjid. That I will not miss my salah or jamaat as far as possible. You find it common, on the day of Eid, a person wakes up early, Fajr Salah in the morning, then eat Salah. And then we're eating so much after an entire month of fasting. So sometimes a person can become tired, become lazy at times. We think the month of Ramadan has come to an end. But special care should be taken that I perform my Salah with Jamaat in the masjid for the men. The women folk also at home, they'll be busy in the kitchen doing different things, getting ready. They also should perform their Salah on time. So these are a few points to make the day of Eid a genuine day of Eid. It should not be, as we mentioned last night also, that all the steam we built up thus far during the month of Ramadan, and Shaitan will make his attack immediately on the day of Eid, it should not be that he causes us to lose whatever we have gained in the month of Ramadan. But we maintain our taqwa, the strength of Iman Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Various other sunnats of the day of Eid, we can read the various posters that are there. A person should wake up as early as possible, have something sweet to eat before we go for Eid Salah or for Fajr Salah. Then make use of the miswak, especially in the morning of Eid. Apply itar, we should smell nice, we should be presentable, go to the Eidgah. As we mentioned, have a cheerful, smiling countenance, we'll meet one another. And show to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala our happiness, our appreciation. When we do this, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Allah will give us an increase in our bounties and His ni'mats, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.